Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In this episode, we talk about four simple things you can do to stay looking young. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps. Big. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps. Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are talking about four very basic things that you can start to incorporate into your life today that as you age, as you get older, will help you to look younger, to retain some of the healthy appearance that you have now. Let's use that as the term that will sort of describe this as. And before we jump into that, I want to make sure that I remind you to click subscribe wherever you're consuming this. If you are listening in the audio on the podcast, on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, CastBox, wherever you listen to your podcast, click subscribe there. That's the best way to make sure you never miss a new episode. And if you are curious about the video, if you are watching the video, if you want to learn more about the video side of this podcast, head over to my YouTube at youtube.com/Greg Clunas. I'm posting all of the future episodes to the YouTube, or at least all of them that I can. So would really, really love to have you over there. We are almost at 1,000 subscribers, which would be an amazing thing to accomplish. So head over to youtube.com/Greg Clunas and click subscribe on YouTube. So let's get into the episode. So why does it matter? That might be what some of you are asking. You know, why should I care? Why, as I get older, should I care about looking younger? And the truth is, you shouldn't for vanity purposes. Like, it's not necessarily about looking younger and holding on to your youth or any of those things. Like, you're going to age. We're all going to age. Humans are humans. And that's a part of the experience that we have in this world. And so whether we like it or not, we have to accept that aging is a part of it. So why then am I dedicating an episode to this? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is that your appearance, meaning sort of your skin health, all of those things, like those things matter. Like that's a real concern. It's not just a vanity thing. It's not just like, oh, I want to look good. It's also, I want to feel good. I want to be good. I want to be healthy. And oftentimes your skin cells, the cells that sort of make up your skin, like their health is what determines what your skin looks like. Like your skin's ability to retain some of your youthful appearance, some of what you maybe know of yourself today is tied to the health of your skin cells and the overall health of your body. And so it matters for that reason. It matters in the sense that it affects your overall health and is something that you should be concerned about. The second reason, something that is just as important in my opinion, is confidence. Now, again, we want to stay away from some of the vanity reasons that people pursue this kind of thing. It's not about the vanity stuff. It's not about that. However, your confidence as you get older affects the actions that you take. It affects the behaviors you engage in. It affects how you treat the people around you. It affects so much. It even affects how you raise your kids. Like your personal confidence, the way you feel every day in your own body affects the results that you're going to get, that your kids will get, and that your family will get. And so for that reason, looking good in the sense that you see yourself and think, wow, I look amazing, and you love yourself, like that helps to create that confidence. And that's what's going to allow you to sort of affect all the other areas. So for those two reasons, the fact that how you look is often tied to your overall health, and the fact that how you look is often tied to confidence, for those two reasons, I think it's important to really tackle this question. And so from there, what are the four simple things that you can do? Well, it's actually very, very straightforward. So number one is to drink more water. Now, we've spoken at length in multiple episodes about why drinking water is important, about why our bodies need more than we probably think that we do. And this is something that I don't do. I'm going to be perfectly honest and transparent with you. I don't drink as much water as I should. And I can feel the difference on days when I do and days when I don't. So you need to be drinking more water. You need to be prioritizing it. And I'm actually going to link to an article that it's a pretty good article. It goes through all of the different ways that taking in more water can help us, from something like helping to fight against heart disease. Heart disease is, I believe, the number one. It's definitely the top three killers in the United States. And something as simple as drinking more water can help tackle that. But more on topic with this episode, drinking more water keeps our body hydrated, which keeps our skin from drying out. The more our skin dries out as we age, that starts to have an effect long term. And so we want to keep ourselves hydrated. We want to keep ourselves in sort of peak condition when it comes to that. If we want to sort of maintain our youthful appearance for as long as possible. So that's number one. Drink more water. Make that a priority today, not just for this, for many reasons, but definitely if you care about this as well.
We will jump back into this episode and the rest of this list in a moment. But first, one of the biggest struggles that my listeners have is availability of time in order to do the things they know they should do. You want to read more, but you struggle to crack open that book at the end of the day when all you want to do is pass out. Sound familiar? Well, you're in luck, because there is an app for that. It's called Blinkist, and it's the only app that takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes so you can read or listen to them. For those of you who remember SparkNotes, you know, that site we used to use in school to bypass all the useless information and get to the stuff that was actually going to be on the test, it's kind of like that, except it's for nonfiction books that are designed to help you get more out of your life. I personally like Blinkist because, well, I'm busy, yo. I'm running a business, creating content every single day, building a team, consulting, speaking all over the country. I don't really have time to sit down and read. But with Blinkist, I can pull up a book that I'm interested in, go through it to digest the key information, and then, if I really feel like it, I can choose to buy the full thing. It's kind of awesome. So right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/tinyleaps to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/tinyleaps to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/tinyleaps. Now let's get back into the show.
So number two is to avoid sun damage. Now this is one of those things where For many of you, it might be too late. And what I mean by that is if you're already older and you're trying to figure out, well, how do I look younger? You can't take back sun damage. Like it happens and that's about it. Now you can stop it from happening more. And for that reason, you should still pay attention here. But this one is much more valuable to the people that still have sort of control over this. The thing is that, you know what, let me just read a quote here from, this is from an article on AU.com. So it's all about sun damage. And they actually did a really, really great, and I'm going to link to the article. They did a great comparison between regular skin, healthy skin, skin due to aging, and then skin due to sun damage. And it's shocking seeing them sort of laid down next to each other. So the quote is, quote, sunlight injures the skin, particularly the epidermis. The cumulative effects of sun exposure are wrinkling, blotchy pigmentation, and roughness. Sun-damaged skin also becomes less flexible and more easily bruised. Finally, sun damage is the major cause of skin cancer. So, avoiding sun damage as much as possible is, in my opinion, the best thing you can do for yourself. Is it easy? No, not always. Sometimes we forget to put on sunscreen. Sometimes we spend a little too long outdoors. We forget to reapply. We forget to put it in certain areas. But if you can try to prioritize that just a little bit more, you will be shocked as you age the difference that it has. It really does cause a massive, massive shift if you are experiencing sun damage regularly. And you're going tanning and all of that stuff and just pumping UV rays into your skin, it's going to damage your epidermis, as the quote mentions, and that's going to damage what you look like. It's going to cause more wrinkles. You're going to have sort of dry, splotchy skin as you get older, and it's only going to get worse. So do everything in your power to avoid sun damage. Now, that doesn't mean locking yourself in the house and never going outside, but just try to really consider and be mindful of how much UV radiation your skin rather is taking in. So that's point number two. Point number three is to eat healthier. Now, eating healthy ensures that your body stays healthy. Now, we talked in the first point about why your overall appearance and sort of the appearance of your skin can be tied to your overall health. If your skin cells are healthier, they tend to last longer. They tend to die off at a slower rate, because aging in a lot of ways is really just cell death. After a certain point, our cells lose the ability to regenerate as effectively. And so as we age and as our skin starts to sag, all of that stuff, it's related to cellular death. And so the healthier we can keep those cells, the longer they'll last. And as a result, the younger we will look, and more importantly, the younger we will feel. So we want to make sure we are eating healthy. We're eating greens. We're eating whole foods. We're eating fruits and vegetables and getting in all the nutrients that we need in order to stay healthier longer. And two of the big things you want to look for is antioxidants and lycopene. So these are two really interesting pieces in the whole aging puzzle, because they can help prolong cell life and prolong the ability to regenerate. And I'm sure there's a nutritionist out there who can explain all this a whole lot better than I can. So take everything I'm saying with a little bit of a grain of salt. Make sure you do your own research on this stuff. But antioxidants, lycopene, and all of the other nutrients that can be found in real, healthy, good food will help improve your overall cell health and slow down sort of the degradation process that comes with aging. So make sure you are eating as healthy as possible also, and start that from today. Like, that's something you can start today. I've done a ton of episodes on how to build that habit. So make sure you get that done. And then finally, number four, reduce stress. Now, I've got a quote here from Psychology Today, and it talks about emotional stress and the effect it has on our telomere length. And it'll talk a little bit more about that. So, quote, telomere length is a marker of both biological and cellular aging. Stressful life experiences in childhood and adulthood have previously been linked to accelerated telomere shortening. Shortened telomeres have been associated with chronic diseases and premature death. In previous studies by Dr. Owen Walkowitz and colleagues at University of California, San Francisco. And so basically what they're trying to say, these things called telomeres, when you look at the length of them, as your body stops regenerating cells and all of those things, they start to get shorter. And we can tell sort of what's going on in the body based on sort of the length of these telomeres. And again, there's somebody out there who can explain this way better than I can. I want to find that person, bring them on in an interview so we can sort of have a real discussion here. But the overall point of this is that stress causes a decrease in sort of the length of those telomeres and some connection between them. And then because of that, we start to see an increase in the likelihood of certain diseases and in overall health and appearance and all of those things. And so if we can start to create environments that reduce our stress, guess what? That doesn't happen, at least not at the same rate. And so we're able to stay younger, longer, both looking and feeling younger and for a longer period of time. So to review the four easy things, super easy things you can do to stay looking younger: drink more water, avoid sun damage, eat healthier, and reduce stress. Make sure you give these a shot. Try them out today. Build a habit around them. This really needs to be a lifelong situation. This isn't something you do tomorrow and have a result from tomorrow. So with that said, I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to click subscribe wherever you're consuming this. And if you haven't checked us out on YouTube yet, head over to youtube.com/Greg Clunas. That is the best place to connect with me on video, have sort of a comment thread. And we're building a whole community there with this content. So youtube.com/Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.